on Morning Joe. Yeah, there's the I believe Biden hashtag. That's just, it also sets them up for Trump to absolutely smoke them, being like, these guys went after my judicial guy, Brett Kavanaugh. Great guy. Such a great guy. He was tormented by these Democrats. And now they're going to put Joe Biden up here. Joe Biden, you got people who say you are an abuser. It's too much fodder. It's too much of a liability. Did you actually find a pic of the greatest actress in the history of the world sharpening a knife? Yeah, I gotta go to crusadechannel.com/chat and find my favorite actress of all time. She might be yours too, because she is absolutely the greatest actress ever. That's one Brie Larson sharpening a knife. So it's just, that just makes my day. Thank you for that. So, although, yeah, she looks like an ex-wife right there. Either way, the second thing the AP wants you to know is that Biden is still the nominee, which means this dude's toast. This dude is toast. Yeah, it took me a second. Then I'm like, no way. yeah, Brie is. She doesn't have to audition for the Killery movie. She is Killery. Number three. Watchdog, U.S. nixes Taliban attack data. Washington is eager for the U.S.-Taliban agreement to be viewed as a success so that President Trump can meet his commitment to pulling troops out of Afghanistan. So, how is that a bad thing? I don't care how he does it. I don't care how President Trump does it. If he's got to fudge the data to make it look like a success so he can get people out of Afghanistan, then let it do. Let it go. Do it. Yeah, by the way, she doesn't even know how to sharpen a knife. So there you go, folks. I don't care how he does it. Get it done, President Trump. Get these people out of, get our troops out of Afghanistan. You're listening to The Bad Brief here on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing. Crusade Channel news time is 46 past the hour. The fourth thing that the Associated Press is trying to convince you of, out of the five things they could manage to scrape together. Start your engines. NASCAR will return its season without fans, which is stupid, starting May 17th at Darlington Raceway in South Carolina, and then race three more times in a 10-day span. Get to the Karen bashing. So, hey, I'm happy that NASCAR's back. I think it's a little bit of a weak move that they're not going to have fans, but whatever. There's going to be, think about it. There's so much alcohol flowing at a NASCAR race. No virus could survive anyway. Right? There's so much alcohol flowing in Pabst Blue Ribbon and other issues that, and not other issues, and other alcoholic beverages. You think a virus could survive out there? No way. And number five, meet Wyatt Morgan Cooper. Now, this one actually gets me a little fired up. CNN anchor and noted homosexual flaming, Cooper is a father, wrong, and he named his infant son after his dad who died when Cooper was 10. All right, let's just do this. You're not a father. You're not even a dad. You're a thief. Why are you a thief, Anderson Cooper? You stole somebody. Well, it's mixed with my... I don't care, dude. You're a sodomite. You denied the existence of God. You flaunted in his face. And then you stole a baby from somebody else and claim it's your own. You are a thief. You are not a father. You're not a dad. You, sir, one more time, are a thief. If I could do it in Gollum, I would. But that is what you are. You have stolen a child. Sodomite. All right. Listening to the Power Brief here on the Crusade Channel. Give me a call anytime, 844-527-8723. We also have Daniel Savakis coming up in about 10 minutes. Well, top of the next hour, Daniel Savakis shows up from Freedom Works, and I can't wait to talk to him about his latest article. Really good article over at Freedom Works. I'll drop it in the chat room when he shows up. So let's talk about our first issue of the day. Our first issue of the day here is this disconnect, which we know, we've called it, we knew it was going to happen. And that is this issue. I said right at the beginning, about a week in, that this was going to be extended and that it was going to look really sloppy and messy. Why? Because Democrats, in their foolishness, thought they could actually keep people in their homes for 2 or 3 months. And like a bad parent, the harder that they are encountering resistance, the more they double down on the foolish policy. So our first headline here is from the Detroit News. Gretchen Whitmer, orders casinos, restaurants, and other venues to stay closed through May 28th because she's just determined to just squelch the Michigan economy. And then she's going to turn it around and say, why did Trump do this?